right, here we go. 7:28:22. Yes, Stu Crew, it's almost Friday. Let's go. I get to see it. I'm a first-hand witness, completely blown away every day by the explosion of this platform. But the glory does not belong to Stu Peters.
That's right.
This is God's platform. Yes. All glory be to God Almighty. Preach every day on my face, humbled by the tremendous responsibility that goes along with this platform of truth and accountability.
Why is Tony Fauci still running around free?
Why is he
hanging by the end of a news?
All right. Show today, uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. July 28th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Many times on this program, we've emphasized that every election in this country is fake. It's all rigged. The whole system has been hijacked. Every election is stolen. It's all fake. There is no more important task to focus on in this country than returning to fair elections where your vote counts. Because as a voter and as an American, you realize, everybody knows, that every election matters. It's not all about the presidency or Senate, the races that you hear about on TV. No, all of the little state and local elections matter a huge amount. Even more so than the aforementioned. Think back. Look at COVID. What kind of state legislature you had in your state is what decided whether any of your freedoms survived the pandemic or whether they were just swept away. For example, it wasn't Kristi Noem who kept South Dakota from forcing lockdowns or imposing mask mandates. No, it wasn't the big bad governor. Those were the powers that she was seeking so that she could use them to lock the state down. But it was the legislature which refused to give Noem the powers she asked for that saved South Dakota. Right now, the question of whether a business can force you to get the jab or whether your children will be masked in school this year or whether you can defend yourself in your own home from violent criminals or whether your elections this fall would be fair, all of those questions are dictated by your state lawmakers. They matter a lot, whether your state is deep red or deep blue or purple, if you believe in those fake constructs. Let's face it, every conservative parent in America is worried about critical race theory and transgender propaganda and all of the other demented attacks on our children. Of course. But right now, it seems like only Florida has lawmakers willing and organized enough to seriously stand up to this grooming agenda and derail it. And that's why on this program, we do our best to highlight state-level candidates who matter in fair elections instead of just focusing on the big names like some low IQ Fox News program. So today, we want to take a moment to talk about a friend of this program. Jaron Jackson is running for the Oklahoma State Senate in District 2, just outside of Tulsa. The primary is just about a month from today. Jaron's opponent is a woman named Allie Seyfried. We don't know Allie. Perhaps she's an all-right woman. I don't know. But here's the truth. Why do so many conservative states fail to pass conservative policies that their voters want? Almost every time, it's about the people who orbit the political process. It's the lobbyists and the staffers and the consultants and the donors. These are the people who benefit from the current system and can bend it to their advantage. So it's not enough to just swap out lawmakers. You have to purge and highlight and shine a light on and get rid of these people as well. Allie Seyfried has hired a campaign consultant to advise her campaign. The people who advise a campaign are a good way to judge the campaign itself. That's why the left is going berserk about Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania. He hired Andrew Torba to advise him, which means they share the same Christian nationalist values. Big problems for the Satan worshipers. So who's advising Ms. Seyfried? A firm by the name of Campaign Advocacy Professionals, or CAMP, headed by a man named Fount Holland. Remember the name. One of CAMP's old clients is Ralph Shorty, a former Oklahoma State Senator, now in prison for child sex trafficking. Shorty's personal consultant was a man named Dustin Green, a fellow homosexual, who still works with Fount Holland to this day. Here are some of Holland's other clients. There's Chris Kennedy, who actively conspired to purge conservatives from the Oklahoma legislature, calling them cancer. The New York Times itself wrote about his efforts. Then there's State Senator Julie Daniels, who killed a bill barring foreign businesses from owning Oklahoma land. So, three rhinos, and one of them was a pedophile. That's politics with Fount Holland. So what does Holland get from this scheme, exactly? He isn't just getting cash as a campaign consultant. Eventually, he ensured he was getting thousands of dollars in taxpayer money, too. Until recently, Oklahoma had a fraudulent online charter school called Epic. Epic would bribe parents to double enroll their children in Epic alongside normal schools. The more students that they had enrolled, the more cash they would get from the state. It was a pure racketeering scam. But eventually the state got wind of this and started auditing Epic. So what did Epic do? They took their taxpayer dollars and funneled them to Fount Holland to protect them. Fount Holland mounted massive political attacks on Epic's critics while offering his support to the company's enemies. That is, the people trying to shut down this criminal scam. That's how Fount Holland has always succeeded. Not by actually getting Oklahoma the politicians that it wants, but by filling the legislature with politicians that he and his friends can control. And by the way, Holland himself has also been arrested. For what? For allegedly conspiring to steal an election. Check out his photo. He looks like the Penguin from Batman. Chris Kennedy wanted to remove cancer from the GOP. No, this is the cancer. People like Dustin Green and Fount Holland and the candidates they support. This is why we struggle to pass real conservative laws, no matter how red the state is, because in these one-party states, the careerist sociopaths who only care about money, who could join the Democratic Party in California or New York or Illinois, join the Republican Party in Oklahoma instead, and then claw their way to the top ruthlessly. It's a cartel. It's a corrupt and criminal enterprise. You can't reason with these people. You just have to reject them and spit them out. So if you're Stew Crew in Oklahoma, if you're a viewer of this program, if you're an Okie, find out if your local lawmakers are paying off Fount Holland or Dustin Green. If they are, replace them. If you happen to live in Jaron Jackson's district, be sure to pull the lever for him next month. And if you live in another state, find out who the Fount Hollands in your state are. Find out who the fake conservative activists and consultants and power brokers are in your state and get them out of power. Run yourself if you have to, because we can't give up. Waving the white flag of surrender is not an option. Because that's how we take our country back. One seat at a time. All right, well, we're also approaching Political Judgment Day in Arizona. We're just 5 days away from crucial primaries for the Senate, Secretary of State, Governor, State Senate, and more. But along with Political Judgment Day, we're going through an actual Judgment Day in Arizona as well. Arizona's a tough landscape for human settlement, no matter what. It's hot. It's dry. It relies on just one river to supply almost all of its water. And now things are getting even tougher. Even for Arizona, the last few years have had very little rain. There's wildfires all across the state. Wendy Rogers is one of the candidates whose primary is next week. She's in a crucial showdown with Rhino opponent Kelly Townsend. Wendy Rogers wants to talk about rural America, and she joins us now. Wendy, these elections in rural America are just as equally important, as I just alluded to, talking about Jaron Jackson and what's happening in Oklahoma, as these big metropolises. These people in these rural areas, these small towns, don't want to be big citified, if you will.
Oh, that's so true. Thanks for having me on again, Stu. I represent a district that cuts across four counties, which do not include Phoenix or Tucson. And my constituents, my voters constantly tell me, Senator, you get down to Phoenix and you represent us. We want you to stick up for us because we're the ones with the fires. We're the ones with the drought. We're the ones who have cattle and horses. And as a result, I'm actually on the Natural Resources Committee. And some of the testimony I hear is just heart-wrenching. These people's way of life have been in their families for generations and generations, and they want representation.
In order for people in the city to eat, in order for them to have the nice steak on the table when they go out for their Friday night date night, they have to rely on farmers making sure that they have cattle and the proper conditions and the proper resources in order to have that beef. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez doesn't believe that beef comes from cattle. But we know the truth about that, and we think that it's a valuable resource in this country. So what can we do for these people that live in these rural areas that we depend on so heavily for all kinds of things, not just beef, but so many things that happen in rural Arizona?
Well, we have to elect true conservatives who will not allow onerous legislation to impact our need to be fed. I just learned something recently while at the legislature. We only have about 30 dairies left in Arizona. That's just unimaginable. My husband was raised on a dairy farm in Michigan. And so we've had this agricultural aspect to our marriage and our family all these years. And I had grown to appreciate this background that he came from. We met at Michigan State University, which is an agricultural university. And when I found that out, that in Arizona, we had that few of dairies, it's because it's so difficult for these family businesses to thrive. And what has happened with this globalist, elitist takeover of our food supply, this buying up of land and so forth, as legislators, we need to be able to understand this and legislate accordingly.
In Back to the Future 3, we watched a young man go from city boy to the country. I don't know if you've seen the flick or not. Also, there's another one called City Slickers. It's kind of the same premise. You know, city people going out into the country, rural areas, they have no idea what they're doing. They're obviously a pink elephant because everybody who lives in rural America sees a city slicker coming from a mile away. You don't know what you're doing out here. Why are you wearing those tennis shoes? And watch out for that snake over there. That thing is venomous. You have a lot of that going on in Arizona as well. Are the people that are in the big cities that are in positions of authority, which is actually the authority belongs to we the people, but these people who self-appoint themselves as, you know, some sort of authority figure, elected representatives and so on, do you think that they're just out of touch and don't understand what's going on there? Or do you think that there's a more cynical plot for a lot of them that are intentionally trying to destroy rural America on purpose?
I think there's a little bit of both. I think that you can take advantage of the kind of person you just described in the first part of your sentence there. If you have people who are able to make laws and then you have nefarious others who can influence them because they don't know better, there is a lot of that. We just passed a seminal water bill legislation, and we, at the last minute, as a legislature, as a Senate, changed the composition of the ruling board, if you will, to be more representative. And I thought that that was a very good thing. The head of the Natural Resources Committee that I'm on is a woman senator who is a dairy farmer, but she's a rarity. And I've learned a lot from her. But again, this comes back to sort of where we're going as a state. And I know that Arizona is ground zero for what's happening in the country, but it's also ground zero for this tug and pull of rural versus urban. Urban needs rural, and rural is very vocal, but smaller and smaller by the day.
Yeah, we've talked a lot on this program and covered recent stories about Bill Gates buying up massive amounts of farmland throughout the country, which is really concerning given his agenda. Also, the CCP buying up massive amounts of farmland in this country, probably in league with Bill Gates, both of which are in league with Satan. We realize here on this program that our Constitution prohibits lawmakers from forbidding a private person to buy land. I mean, anybody, I guess, can buy land. You can't just seize it away from them, although we'd really love to take all of Bill Gates' farmland away from him. We can't just do that. So what can lawmakers, when you're reelected, what can you do to make this impossible to happen in the state of Arizona?
Well, we need to pass legislation that the CCP can't buy land. I actually ran that bill. And it was really interesting because when I presented it to my colleagues in committee, they sort of looked at it as, wow, this is something we hadn't thought about. And then I did get it through committee. And I had one witness there who had taught in China. And she waxed prolifically on the sinister nature of this takeover and this buying that's occurring of land. The thing is, the CCP is very good at cloaking who they are. And so they have these frontal companies, if you will, that buy land, and then you can't tease out the fact that it is they who are behind it. And so this is something we're going to delve into again. There are many bills that I will run again, and hopefully with a more conservative caucus, they'll get a hearing and get further through the system. Again, this is a game of inches, but it has to be done quickly because the erosion of our rights and our land and physical property, that's happening right now. And so we have to elect conservatives in the Arizona Senate who, A, can get these bills heard and vetted, and B, so we have enough votes to get them to the finish line with a governor, Carrie Lake, who will sign these bills.
A lot of people that live in rural areas, just by nature, are conservatives. That's how they identify as conservatives. We believe that conservative is a construct, but mostly they're Jesus-loving, God-fearing Christians who love America and put America first, want their elected representatives to feel the same way. So they vote for Republicans or conservatives, typically in the majority in these rural areas. But what they get instead are stolen elections, okay? So what happened in 2020 obviously was stolen Arizona, ground zero for that fraud. And you've been kind of leading the charge in throwing back, taking back, fixing 2020 in order to move forward. Decertification keeps coming up. And I got to ask you, how close are we getting to a resolution in Arizona? I know that AG Brnovich is a complete fraud and a total failure who dropped the ball. It appears to be on purpose. So what can be done? Is Arizona going to lead the decertification charge for the 2020 election?
Yes, I hope so. We will do everything we can. Decertification is absolutely still on the table. I tell audiences that day in and day out. Again, this depends on how many conservatives we can get elected to the state legislature. I was telling someone the other day, we have the sort of really rock-ribbed, back-boned conservatives, five of whom of us were in line waiting to have our pictures taken with President Trump last Friday. We were in line for an hour, and the five of us had this really special, intense bonding time standing there in line with our spouses. It was really interesting and unique. And then you have the middle of the roaders, of course, who weren't there, but who are malleable, who are swayable. And so it is we, the rock-ribbed ones, who will lead the way, bring over the middle of the roaders, and then hopefully erode and dissipate any of the left-leaning Republicans. But what has happened up to this point is you have had Democrats in our state Senate who have been vocal and forceful, and they've cowed, they've intimidated and swayed a lot of the Republicans. We want to shift that whole locus of momentum in January when we swear in again. And then as I describe this, I think we need to, and I will be vocally supporting a move to decertify.
Well, I pray that you have a fair election here in just days in Arizona.
Yes.
Because if you do have a fair election, there's no doubt that you will, of course, be reelected. America first, always, Wendy Rogers. Full support of this platform. My personal endorsement. I believe in you 1,000%. Jesus-loving, God-fearing, America-first patriot, through and through purebred, and we appreciate that. You are a fighter, a true fighter, and there are not many left among us. Wendy Rogers, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu. God bless America.
I'm really happy to see all of the comments in the live broadcast. People are waking up, starting to realize the importance of magnesium. One person said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it saved my life. Take the magnesium. And they're right. And they're probably not being hyperbolic, but they're dead serious. Things that lead to an early grave, things like stress and anxiety, depression, low mood, sleepless nights can be combated with the right types and appropriate amounts of magnesium in your body. Magnesium Breakthrough has all of those in one tablet. You take it with your evening meal before you go to bed. You'll never have better rest, better sleep. Avoid the sleepless nights, the tossing and the turning. The stress and anxiety can be easily combated with this product from Magnesium Breakthrough. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. One more time, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Everything that the world has told you is completely upside down, especially when it comes to your health. People avoid chocolate because they think they're going to get fat, or they're going to get acne or oily skin, or it's bad for your health. No. EarthEchoFoods.com. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com right now and enjoy rich, decadent, and creamy chocolate with all of the health benefits that are provided by originating with organic cocoa beans, naturally kissed by the sun. They add turmeric and MCT oil and sea salt and cracked pepper. It is perfect. It's good for your health. Actually reduces inflammation. Makes you feel the best that you've ever felt. Plus, it tastes unbelievably great. EarthEchoFoods.com right now. Go to EarthEchoFoods.com. Welcome back. Monkeypox continues to spread all around the world. Based on who's coming down with the disease, it looks like monkeypox is basically an STD spread by the gay community. According to a new analysis in the New England Journal of Medicine, 98% of monkeypox cases are gay men, and it's believed that almost all of them contracted the virus as an STD. But some people have other theories, and that's okay. Exposé News argues that even though almost every case of monkeypox is from gay people having promiscuous, drug-fueled sex orgies, the disease is actually a cover-up for damage to the immune system caused by the COVID bioweapon injections. Charlene Bollinger is a producer that helped create 2014's The Truth About Cancer, and she joins us now. Charlene, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thanks, Stu, for having me.
So do you believe that whatever this is that's being spread by this, whatever it is, I mean, they've changed the definition of this. So we've changed the definition of a vaccine. We've changed the definition of a recession. We've changed the definition of what a woman is. And now we're hearing that the definition of monkeypox is different. Is it spread by the drug-fueled sex orgies being had by disgusting Hershey Highway riding, put on your mud flaps, go off-roading butt pirates? Or if it's not the fudge packers, what is your theory?
That is so funny, Stu. You always keep me laughing. You know, there's an article that we looked into, and it seemed really credible, talking about the vaccine actually causing the monkeypox. And it went into an analysis of numbers of where specifically the Pfizer shot has been given. And if you look at the maps, Stu, of where the Pfizer shot was given in America and Canada and South America, and then over primarily in Europe, not in China, not in Russia, according to this map, and a little bit in Africa. And it was almost as if the monkeypox overlay was right on top of those areas. So of course you want to look further into this. The thing is, I talked to one of the Pfizer whistleblowers last night about this monkeypox. Is it caused by the vaccine or is it not? And her summation of it, knowing, you know, full well what's happening behind the closed doors of Pfizer, I've done interviews with her. She said that there would be more cases, and I think I agree. There would be a lot more cases of monkeypox because, you know, I was cruising through the open VAERS system last night. And, you know, right now we have 1,350,000 reported adverse events from just the COVID shot, which is outnumbering everything else, all other shots by a lot. And this is only a total of 18 months. We've got 29,635 deaths by the shot. So the monkeypox right now, we're not seeing large numbers, but you're right. One thing that we do see is that this is happening in the gay community through intimate contact. And when you look up the definition of monkeypox, and everybody is saying that it is something that you catch with intimate contact. Now you can't spread it. You know, they're saying now that you have to wear a mask to protect yourself from this, but that's pseudoscience. So we know that's not the case. With the definition being you have to have intimate contact, you're not going to spread it through just casual social distancing, whatever they're recommending.
Well, the virus that caused HIV that caused AIDS obviously was spread by the Jobby Jabbers, the Bum Bandit Bottoms, and the Peter Puffers. So, you know, I mean, this is the same thing. They had a weakened immune system. That's what AIDS was. Right. So this vaccine-induced AIDS seems to obviously be a real thing, obviously. I mean, this reduces the robustness of your immune system. It breaks it down, antibody-dependent enhancement. Negative efficacy means you're much more likely to get sick after you've had these injections, 2, 3, 4, or now, I guess, 5 of them. So is it safe to say that somebody who's had these injections is more susceptible to contracting anything, including monkeypox?
Absolutely. You know, back to the article that we were looking at that was filled with a lot of really great information, the numbers of deaths and adverse events and the immunity of the person taking the shot. With each shot, of course, it was lowered more and more. But the shot, the people that would get COVID that didn't have the shot would recover. But the people that got the shot and then got COVID were very sick. And in a lot of cases, they did die. So we're seeing that common thread that the immune system is really just being blown up. People can't fight anything. So it's no wonder that, you know, monkeypox is a thing with these people that are getting the shot. Their immune system is now obliterated, blown up. And yeah, it's like AIDS all over again. Now we're not seeing the large numbers. I don't know what the future holds, but God does. But this reminds me of Fauci back in the 80s and 90s with the AZT drug killing those people. And we're seeing this again.
And let's keep in mind, you know, you're mentioning the open VAERS system. Let's keep in mind here, folks, that that system is not a representation of fact. That is a significantly underreported system of injuries and death caused in the last 18 months by this bioweapon injection. And so when you look at the numbers, as you mentioned, it outnumbers every other previous vaccine. But I want to stress here, every other previous vaccine combined.
Right.
In an 18-month period.
By three or four times, Stu.
Yeah.
By three or four times. And these vaccines, they've been tracking it since, you know, our government got liability-free license in 86 and 89. They started amping up the number of vaccines. So historically, from that time to this, the COVID shot in the last 18 months has killed more people. And you're right. It's by our own government's admission, this system is only really 1% of the real number. So if you're looking at the deaths from the COVID shot alone being 29,000, and that's more than all the rest of the vaccines combined, that's 1% of the real number. You know, we're seeing athletes that are in the prime of their life, their early 20s, mid-20s, some in their 30s, the bicyclists now, they're just dropping dead. They're in the middle of the sport and they're dropping dead. And now we had, when they increased the vaccine schedule, they had sudden infant death syndrome because the babies that were getting vaccinated were dying because their brains were swelling up. They were crying all night until they were dead. Their neurological system could not handle the heavy metal and the other toxins in the shot. And so now we're seeing the same things, Stu. And I think that you know this and your audience is pretty on top of researching. We have sudden death in adults now, and they're naming it another syndrome that's very much like the sudden infant death syndrome. It's just a sudden death. You know, Ray Liotta, as an example.
Members of the Stu Peters Show tribe are actually basically doctors. You're right. They do a tremendous amount of research, certainly more educated and qualified than most white lab coat wearing, stethoscope wearing zombies that you find in a quote unquote hospital, the new ovens, the death chambers that they've set up here for their successful genocidal mass murder event that they're carrying out. And you brought up the athletes, peak of their physical condition. The historical average leading up to 2020 was 5 to 10 professional athletes collapsing on the field of play, never more than 10, median average of 5. That was what the average was. It's now 316 in the last year have collapsed, professional athletes on the field of play. Why isn't the media talking about it, Charlene?
For the same reason they're censoring you, censoring me. They are funded by pharma. CNN did a big hit on us in February 4th, 2021. And they said nothing but lies. And here's the thing, Stu, we were willing to go onto that same network and talk to those same people that said that about us, but they refused. Every mainstream network refused to have us. So, you know, that's why your show is so important, because you are saying the truth. The truth is being buried by liars that have an agenda, and it's not for America. It's not for Americans. It's for the globalists. And this vaccine program, I mean, you have to wonder at this point that why are they trying to destroy America? And are they really trying to kill us? I think that the proof is in the numbers here in the VAERS system, which is only 1%. They're hiding what they're actually doing. So yeah. They don't want people to know, and they want them to keep taking the shot.
I'm never going to say that I'm always right. The program has been vindicated time after time after time because we do stick to the truth. We research, we admit when we're wrong, and we stick to the truth. And in this case, the truth is, look, we don't really know what monkeypox is at this point. We don't really know how it spreads, and we don't really know who is in danger of this thing, if anything. I don't trust any governmental agency that's telling us anything. They're telling us that it's the butt pirates, of course, and the World Economic Forum and the World Health Organization. They're on board with all of that, which leads me to doubt that theory significantly. But here's what I do know, and this is the truth. Fudge packers, it's not healthy for you. So just don't do it. I mean, we have to stop with this gay stuff. And number two, the injections are not good for you. So chances are, if you are a pole smoker or if you are a vaccinated person, your likelihood of an early grave is significantly higher. Do you agree?
I totally agree. And here's another thing, Stu. The numbers, you know, they're very low right now in monkeypox. So it begs the question, why are they making this such a big story? Because if you look at the numbers of people that are dying from the vaccine, and children now, I encourage everyone to go to Open VAERS, look at the tab, and just do some research on the children. You can see the children 3 months old, you know, little children that are getting these shots, the DPT, but specifically the COVID shot. Kids 12 years old, 15 years old, dead. And when I was looking at that, Stu, I'm thinking, as a mother of four beautiful children, I can't even imagine the horror and the pain that these families are going through. They're taking their kids to get them a shot so that they could be well and prevent disease, and they lose the child. And in some cases, you read the details about how they died. There was one little boy that was spitting up blood, and he was, just in critical condition until he died. He died a painful death. And this is replicated again and again with these different cases. And so they're hiding our information because they want this to happen. There's no other way to look at this.
Yeah.
They want to affect humanity the way that they are. It's really terrible.
First, start by incinerating the entire supply of vaccines worldwide. Then start by rounding up the people responsible for this crime of mass murder, these crimes against humanity, and then finish by making firing squads great again. Charlene Bollinger, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks, Stu.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids? No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil, and I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu, back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
Well, surprise, surprise, it's recession day. 0.9% GDP contraction. Who'd have thought? But don't worry, we'll change the definition of what recession means. So it's not really a recession. They can't change the definition of theft. That's stealing. Tax hikes is stealing. Hyperinflation, they're stealing from you $100 billion or more to Ukraine to cover up pedophilia and bioweapons labs. That is theft, and they're coming for you. If you have 50 grand or more in your IRA, 401k, or savings account, you know the money that you've worked hard to earn and even harder to save. It's at imminent threat for these tax hikes, this recession, the hyperinflation, and cover-ups and bribery material. So protect it with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. right now, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. You'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account when you call Gold Co. They've already helped tens of thousands of people to protect themselves against this government theft, these tax hikes, this hyperinflation, and now the recession. Call them to protect yourself with gold and silver from Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Make sure that you tell them that Stu Peters sent you when you call 855-706-GOLD. Welcome back. Ukraine's president, air quotes there for the audio listeners on radio, Volodymyr Zelensky, I believe is how you pronounce it. He has a lot on his plate, what with his country getting invaded and everything, quite a lot going on right now. The last portions of the Luhansk province just fell to the Russians. Very soon, Russia will probably hold the entire Donbass. Russian forces just captured Ukraine's second largest power plant. According to on-the-ground reports, hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers are being killed every day, and hundreds more are being wounded. So as the war continues, Russia is signaling that it plans to keep cities like Mariupol and Kherson forever. Slowly but surely, Ukraine is being slowly hollowed out, fighting a war that it can't win. But of course, armchair strategists safe in Washington, D.C. insist that they keep fighting because it furthers some bogus notion of grand strategy that they picked up from a college textbook or from a video game. They don't care if Ukrainians die by the thousands, as long as they take a few Russians with them. So to say the least, President Zelensky has a lot to worry about right now. But apparently he isn't too busy to have a little fun as well. That's why just the other day, Zelensky and his wife did a photo shoot with Vogue. Yeah, the fashion magazine. Deanna Lorraine joins us now to talk about that, as well as the World Health Organization's new desperate plea for gay men to please just stop having orgies to halt the spread of monkeypox. Well, Deanna, it didn't work for AIDS, so what are the odds that it works now?
Right, I know. Well, so are we going to talk about Zelensky first, or are we going to talk about the monkeypox?
You take it away. You take it away.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
Zelensky is probably a candidate to spread monkeypox, to be quite
right,
frank.
Right, absolutely. In his continuous $10 Amazon shirt that he wears every single day. Does he sleep in it? Does he wake up in it? Has he ever taken it off in the last 6 months? I don't know, but inquiries minds definitely want to know this. It's that same $10 shirt, you know, that screams, hi, you know, I'm a heroic, a military guy. You got to respect me, bow down to me. This is a guy who they say that is the portrait of courage. That's what this Vogue photo shoot spread is. It's entitled A Portrait of Courage. How many other times have we heard A Portrait of Courage by Vogue magazine and Time magazine recently? Well, there's been Bill Gates, A Portrait of Courage. There's been Biden, Obama, and Fauci. So I don't know how courageous this is. I don't know what it really says, the definition of courage, when we have Zelensky now on the front cover with his wife doing a dramatic photo shoot when I thought that there was supposedly a war going on that's so serious that they have time to stop and do a Vogue photo shoot. And somehow it's such a crazy war zone over there with, you know, grenades going off and bombs going off that they have time to actually do the photo shoot over there. You know, I thought it was really, really serious, Stu.
Yeah, we were considering going to the Donbass, actually, and that's still on the table, to prove that CNN isn't there, like they say that they are.
Right, yeah.
And probably to prove that this whole thing is a huge screenplay. I mean, I'm not really convinced that Vladimir Putin is just relentlessly attacking and bombing. Had he been doing that, I think that the war would be over. But nevertheless, the media, the press, which we have to believe, obviously, is reporting that this is just a war-torn, catastrophic calamity that's going on over here as just thousands of people are dying. And so here's Zelensky. Now, where did this photo shoot take place, by the way?
I believe it took place there in Ukraine. Supposedly the
amongst the rubble. Yes.
Yeah. Amongst the rubble. And by the way, and they, you know, they keep resurfacing the exact same pictures over and over again, the exact same war weary soldiers over and over again. If they have to keep repeating the same images, there might be something else going on, right? Why aren't they using fresh images over and over again? So the other thing is, you know, I think it's funny that they're begging American politicians to continue sending them millions and billions of dollars and telling Americans that they need to make sacrifices because of this Ukrainian war. Of course, this is all going to their hair and makeup artists and their photo spread. I mean, what exactly sacrifices are Americans supposed to be making for this Ukrainian so-called war, for this actor of a president while he goes around and plays military Ken and Barbie on the streets of Ukraine doing photo shoots for GQ and Vogue magazine? That sounds like a really, really serious war going on.
It's been reported as $40 billion. Then it went to $65 billion. I don't know who's counting, certainly not Congress, but I think that this will, well over $100 billion by the time it's all done, maybe even $200 billion. It's Afghanistan 2.0. And now this Zelensky president, who, by the way, I don't know if you've seen these videos. A large portion of our audience has seen these videos. I know that, Deanna, you've seen these videos. But if you're a new viewer of the program, maybe you haven't seen them. I know that they're not running on Fox News. Look at these videos of Zelensky here in this dancing, gay, you know, leather chap, tight. I don't know what this is. But the guy has reportedly a $40 million, I believe, mansion in Miami. And he frequents here, you know, to the Sunshine State, back and forth, vacationing all over all the place. Look. When we're in a position where the White House is actually not the White House anymore, and that the so-called fake president of the United States, Joe Biden, is sitting on some movie set, some Hollywood thing, pretending to be in the White House, if anything was real at all, it would just be like, yeah, I'm not in the White House right now. I'm at my home, you know, in Delaware.
They're all actors.
Why would the backdrop have to be the White House when you're not there? I mean, the whole thing is a movie. Everything is fake. So why would we doubt that what's happening in Ukraine is fake?
Exactly. It's all just one big propaganda piece, one big distraction. And I knew this from the start. Everybody bought into it. Even conservatives bought into this. Oh, you know, this does seem really serious. Putin bad. But hello, every time that they say, you know, when we have the whole world and MSNBC and Biden and CNN talking heads all saying the exact same thing in uniform, aka Putin bad, Russian bad, and they're saying that he's going against the New World Order, maybe we ought to think, okay, they're all going against, they're all saying he's going against the New World Order. Maybe Putin actually is defending our world order, the correct world order.
Right.
Possibly that's the case. If everyone is going against him, just like everyone went against Trump, if everybody that we hate is going against one person, we might want to rethink whether we want to hate that person too.
Listen, I've been involved in some meetings recently, phone conference calls. And these are from people who control social media platforms and, not the bad ones. We're talking about the good guys here.
Yeah.
And I'll just be specific. I've been in talks with Andrew Torba and I've talked with Chris, the CEO over at Rumble. And, it's the consensus right now that the media and the totalitarian regime is not going to be targeting hate speech anymore. It's not going to be about hate and gay and, you know, Jewish stuff or anti-Semitism anymore. No, everything is going to get shut down if you're spreading Russian disinformation. So when you combine that with everything that you just said, all of the same wicked, evil-doing Satan worshipers going after one guy, Vladimir Putin, who, by the way, kicked the Rothschilds banking system out of his country and said that he was going to expose the deep state cabal. And another thing that's not propaganda or fake about this whole thing is the dozens of bioweapons labs run by the Pentagon, overseen by the CIA, that happen to be in Ukraine. Another thing that's not fake is this is the same government that paid Hunter Biden millions of dollars in bribes. Another thing that's not fake is the pedophilia cabal runs rampant in Ukraine. Another thing that's not fake is that real Nazis are actually controlling part of the Donbass. You know, I mean, this is where the Azov battalion is. These are not fake things. War crimes being perpetrated by Ukrainian soldiers, that's not fake either. And as far as we can tell from this show's perspective, it appears that Vladimir Putin has offered to get people, citizens, out of Ukraine so that they would not be killed, and that he's strategically targeting things. Had he not been doing that, this whole thing would be over with.
Yeah, it would be. Thank you very much. And while we're on that topic, I just want to pivot to another ridiculous thing going on with the WHO. Thedros of the WHO just announced that men who have sex with other men might want to cut it out for a while because that can actually spread monkeypox.
Oh, I think we lost her there. But yes, 98% of the people who are getting this monkeypox happen to be homosexual gay men. Please stop with the gay stuff. Stop with the injections, as we heard in the theory from Charlene Bollinger. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
He was actually told. Can I say this?
$8 million. 8 million children vanish each year.
So brace yourself, because before this film is over, you will visit the bloody fields of battle.
5,128 a day. 213 per hour. And one every 20 seconds.
And who is it now?
You want me to die?
It is the largest and most pervasive child trafficking ring in the history of the world by sheer money and numbers.
Most of these children are found and reunited with their families. But what about the ones we never hear from again?
For every neighborhood with 250 homes in it, 14 had satanic ritual abuse taking place.
What if at the bottom of this rabbit hole, at the true conclusion of all the research, it was revealed that they told us the truth from the very beginning? What if the world ran not on labor or sex or money, but on blood?
This will likely be my last broadcast.
The food supply is in peril. War has wiped out grain stores. Mysterious fires have consumed dozens of processing plants. And the Biden junta is paying farmers not to grow.
We could increase and disseminate more rapidly food shortages.
But there's hope from heaven. Heavensharvest.com.
That stuff is perfect. It's 25-year shelf life. You can buy it, stick it in your closet, and forget about it.
Christian-owned, kingdom-operated, is ready to help your family prepare for famine, pestilence, and another pandemic. Join Heaven's Harvest Food Club today and enjoy the benefits of a stockpile and peace of mind. No cost. Free shipping. Cancel anytime. Preparation on demand. Water filters, seeds, and vacuum-sealed buckets of grub. Call today for 1 month's supply of food for less than the cost of a daily meal. Or fill your stores for a whole year with food that lasts. Don't wait. Prepare for the devil's worst. HeavensHarvest.com, your angel investor for enduring the end times.
Pretty much everybody has a microwave in their home. You might know how they work, you might not. They shoot out a form of low energy radiation, microwaves, which cause molecules to gain energy and then rapidly heat up. But here's the thing, there's no reason that those microwaves have to only be used for reheating food. They can be used in all kinds of ways, including to hurt people. For years, police and would-be tyrants have been developing their own heat rays, microwave cannons that can force protesters to disperse by cooking them from the inside. They use them in Australia against anti-lockdown protesters, and you'd better believe that they'll use them here too. In fact, they considered using them in D.C. during the George Floyd riots. A supposed medical ailment called Havana Syndrome, where U.S. spies and diplomats are coming down with mysterious illnesses, is thought by some to be caused by a similar microwave weapon. According to the CIA, always truthful, there's little to no evidence that any such attacks are being made by a foreign power, but what if they were being made by our own government? Amy Holum is the owner of Amy's Audio, Subliminal Acoustic Fingerprinting. She specializes in digital forensics investigations and is on the board of directors for the Direct Energy Weapons Agency. She's also a U.S. Army veteran, specifically in the military police, who would deploy devices just like the weapons we just named. For this week's premium segment at StuPeters.com on Saturday, we sat down with Amy for nearly a half hour. Here's part of what she said.
4G and 5G in electromagnetic weapon systems has been used since 1932. So it's been over 80 years that they've had and been working on these different types of technologies. I have helped over 3,500 different victims on a global scale, over 2,500 within the US and over 1,200 in different other foreign countries.
So how is this being deployed? And how are these people, whoever they are, so many questions. And who are these people and why and their targets and how do they decide and how is it deployed? I mean, just take the floor here. I'm very curious.
Well, a lot of this has to deal with, depending on how they're decided, the DOD and the FBI have a list of people who have been chipped and implanted. So a lot of those lists goes down to using the fusion centers to local police officers to target and harass them and to use these different types of technologies. Most of them are deployed through either drones, planes, satellite systems that are actually connected to air-to-air missile defense systems or air-to-surface, air-to-ground, ground-to-ground vehicles that are used to attack the victims on a daily basis.
So Isaac Cappy had said that he was a victim of a weapon like this. Later, obviously dead, very mysterious. We don't believe that he killed himself, jumped off the bridge. He was blowing the whistle on the satanic pedophilia cabal. Tom Hanks with a cryptic tweet about his death afterwards. We have these little ones coming out on Monday, August 1st. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of people that are not going to like what we're doing. Do you have to be implanted with some sort of a chip in order for this kind of a weapon to be used against you?
No, you don't have to be chip or implanted. As a matter of fact, our own bodies produce frequencies. So technically, they can zone in on those personal frequencies and hit you with those radio waves. A lot of this is being done through subcarrier waves and AM and FM broadcasting systems. So your cell towers, your radio towers, they're all used to attack you.
Who has their finger on the trigger of this technology?
A lot of it is U.S. military. Any actual foreign military owns these weapon systems, from NATO to the British Royal Military to the Russians to Chinese government systems to even our own US. What they're doing basically is using NORTHCOM systems along with NATO, and they're selling the links to the child human sex trafficking rings using third-party contractors. So they gain access to these links to the satellite systems, and they use a catalog system of the victims, and they pick and choose the victims that they either want a child human sex traffic, rape, torture to get off. And they're using cryptocurrency and a bunch of other different methods to attack the victims. I have audio evidence, and what I do is when I do the audio analysis of the victims, I actually capture communications within their videos and audios that they have sent for me to analyze. So I capture all the radio frequencies and telecommunications of these criminal network systems. I have created a patent to live stream and broadcast their communications. It's not released yet, but it will be, where people will be able to download it and will be able to track and trace and live stream and broadcast these criminals in real time. That will be later on, hopefully by December, that it should be released and available for the public.
I'm assuming that you have been able to identify the perpetrators of these crimes in certain cases.
Yes.
Okay. And you know their names and you know where they are and you know who deployed the weapon.
Yes.
Okay. Who are some of these people?
A lot of these are major elites. They are popular criminals. Right now, a lot of them are between the Biden administration and the Obama administration. Clintons are running 348,628 children in child human sex trafficking rings. They have to deal with companies and corporations like Starlink, Amazon, Synergy, Lumina, biotech, Pfizer companies are all involved with this too as well. There's different companies and corporations from NATO, U.S. Department of Energy.
Wow. Heavy stuff from a credible source. The entirety of that nearly half-hour conversation will air this Saturday at StuPeters.com. If you're not a premium member, make sure that you sign up. Again, StuPeters.com. Join the Stu crew. You got to believe that a lot of that is real. One thing that's real is the recession, and this guy right here predicted all of it. You said that they would change the definition of recession, that GDP would come down, and look, here we are. You did it right. You were right again. What are your predictions now, and how can you help people?
Yes, we have a webinar tonight, 7 p.m. We're going to be talking about all things live when it comes to your retirement. You got to be confident. If you're not confident in what you're at right now, you need to change your advisor. You need to have an asset recovery plan. How are you going to make money back into the markets? How are you going to recover those losses that you've lost since 38% since November of last year. Tonight, we have a webinar, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. We're going to lay it all out. Very simple. All you got to do is just go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com at 7 p.m. I will personally be doing it myself. And I'm extremely excited. If you're not confident about your retirement, then give us a call directly, 813-448-3446, or simply just go to our website, CortezWM.com.
Wow. He just doxed himself. I love it. 813-448-3446. If you want to talk to the man himself, Carlos Cortez, or visit him online, CortezWM.com, to book your in-person or Zoom or teleconference appointment. But AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com tonight. That is 100% free, by the way, for everybody, just so that you know that. You go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com right now on recession day, 38% losses. That's absolutely incredible. 0.9% down GDP, and they've changed the definition. But one thing that remains real is Jesus Christ. This guy is a follower of Jesus and a true believer in this country. Do business with a like-minded person. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, see you!